The Alaska Marine Highway System's new ferry, Taslina, tasted water for the first time on Wednesday afternoon. Workers floated the nearly completed vessel at the Ketchikan shipyard and tested for water tightness in anticipation of upcoming sea trials. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Floating a new ferry for the first time is a painstakingly long process that involves bursts of activity followed by a lot of waiting around and listening to the hum of machinery. Lucky for everyone, it was a sunny day. Sierra Callis is the shipyard's workforce development specialist. She used to work on the shipyard floor and helped build the Taslina.
I started construction on the Taslina. In my career, I was in a bulbous bow on January 20th of 2015.
The bulbous bow is the bulb-shaped hunk of metal that sticks out the front of large vessels. Talking in a shipyard conference room while crews were still preparing for the big, slow event, Callis says the day went smoothly.
Today is the big, exciting day in the shipyard that we've been waiting for the last couple of years. We're putting the Taslina in the water.
It all started early in the morning. The Taslina was disconnected from all power sources, then rolled onto the dry dock. By mid-afternoon, they were ready to start lowering the ship.
You have wing walls in both walls of the dry dock. It's equipped with pumps and valves, and upon dock operator's call, the valves are opened. Both sides, port and starboard, start to fill up with water, sinks the entire structure to the bottom, and that's when we figure out if the Taslina will float, which it will.
And it did, but it took a long time to get her in the water. It was around 3 p.m. when the dry dock started to almost imperceptibly descend. Around 2 hours later, she was floating. Callis says that's when they do thorough watertight tests to make sure all the welds are good. Then they have some finishing touches before sea trials.
We have hydraulics put in already, and the bow needs to have some painting completed. Just the minor little things that really finish a product up, so cosmetics mostly.
Southeast Conference Executive Director Robert Venables was in Ketchikan for another event and stopped by the shipyard to see the Taslina on the water.
Oh, this is exciting on a number of different levels. Number one, you know, of course, for the Marine Highway System to have the newest edition of the fleet, but on another level, it's just really exciting to see how Ketchikan as a community has come together in a transformation of industry to see that we can actually construct these vessels right here in Alaska. It's just a great day for everybody.
Venable says he hopes the Taslina will be able to start some kind of service this winter. The Taslina is one of two ferries Vigor is building for the state. The Hubbard is the second and is still under construction. According to the original contract, both ferries were due for delivery this fall. The Hubbard will be late. The two day-use ferries will be virtually identical and will serve the Lynn Canal area. The vessels have no staterooms or crew quarters. They'll have a passenger capacity of 300 and will be able to take up to 53 standard vehicles. There are plans in the works for a big christening ceremony for the Taslina on July 14th. Venables also is a member of the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board. He says the MTAB will have its regular meeting in Ketchikan the day before the christening so members can stay to attend the ceremony. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.